back on the Midwest Sports Center halftime show on J98 The Boot. Joining us now is head coach of the North County Raiders, Jimmy Palmer. And Coach Palmer, we talked before, one of the problems you guys had when you played DeSoto back in the first game of the season was a bit of a slow start. You gave them a 10-0 advantage in that contest. It was a 7-2 advantage early on in this one. Did you kind of have a thought that crossed your mind, like, oh no, not again?
Well, you know, that first half, they shot the ball really well. I think they hit six threes in the first half and only scored 34 points. So 18 of their 34 were behind the arc. We kind of didn't switch anything at halftime defensively right off the bat. And then number zero came out and banged another three. And we quit leaving him. And I think we held him to 19 points in the second half. So a lot better defensive effort than in the first half. And that's why we were able to pull out with a win.
You say that you didn't switch anything up in the second half, but you did make a change in the starting lineup in the second half. Jalen Reed began the game, then Colton Foreman wound up coming in to start the second half. What was the reason behind that decision, I should say?
Well, like I said, we only had one practice leading up to this game, and that was on Sunday. And being the holidays, a lot of people are traveling and stuff. Colton just missed a practice on Sunday. He was hanging out with some family. So we just got a team rule. If you miss a practice before a game, you don't start. But as you can see, we got him in the game as quickly as possible. And big contribution to our win tonight.
You guys did a really good job of getting to the free throw line. I think that was one of the biggest difference makers in this game. You not only drew fouls, but a lot of them were in the act of shooting as well.
Yeah, and that started with our point guard, our leader, and quite frankly, our best player right now. Carter took the ball very aggressively to the basket, and that's what we preached in the pregame. If we can get him to play in all 32 minutes like he did in some spots, he's going to be a tough kid to guard. He's only a sophomore. He's got two more years left, so I'm very excited about his future. I hope to see him continue to grow as a player.
You've coached some really talented players in the past, you know, most notably Hayden Sprinkle. But have you ever coached someone with as an explosive a first step as Carter Kekek?
No, never. He's probably the best athlete I've had the pleasure of coaching. And I think his football coaches and baseball coaches would agree to that. He's one of the best, if not the best, athlete in our school right now.
Coach, you now face off against the Farmington Knights. You just saw them drop over 100 points right before your game against the Viburnum Blue Jays. So what do you know about the Farmington Knights this year?
I don't know much about them, but I think everybody's beatable on any given night. And I think my kids are going to play a lot harder, and we're going to give it an A-plus effort and see what we can't do on Friday night.
The end of last year's game against Farmington in the semifinal round between you two is a little controversial. Is that going to come up at all in preparation for that game?
Probably not. It's a new year, new teams all the way around. They lost a great player. We lost a great player. So that was a little bit of a heated rivalry for the last 2 years. Kind of a different matchup this year as far as schematics and things. So we'll just come out and play our game and see what we can do.
Coach, congratulations on the victory. Thanks a lot for your time. Best of luck.
I appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Head coach Jimmy Palmer joining us on the Midwest Sports Center halftime show.